Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Before we begin, can you please tell us how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the coming school year?
I've got 9 kids.
Nine? Is that correct?
Yep.
Living with you?
Yes.
Okay. And which of the following best describes the schools your children will attend this coming school year? One of the district's public school in Boston, a charter school, a public school,
yes.
But outside Boston?
They go right. One of them go to the charter school over here. Yes. That. Some of them are grown.
Any of the kids go to one of the district public schools in Boston?
Yeah.
Or none?
The kids of Boston?
Yes. Which one go of the one of the district public schools in Boston? How many kids?
All of them went to Boston for public schools. I don't want to say Harry there. He's in.
How many kids go to one of the district public schools in Boston? For the 9
three.
Kids.
Three?
Go to the district public schools in Boston. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
And can you please tell me what is your age to make sure we have a representative sample?
My age?
Yes, please.
My age is 89.
89, okay. And
yep.
How do you describe your gender? Or
repeat it again.
How do you describe your gender? Like man, woman?
My gender, most not that I'm a man.
Your
I'm
gender?
I'm not a woman.
Okay, you describe yourself as a man. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a man.
And how would you describe your race or ethnicity?
My race? What's your race?
I need to know, how would you describe your race or ethnicity? Can you please help me out?
My race is black.
Black? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston public schools, what grades are your children entering this fall?
One of them is entering the last year of school, which is 12th grade.
Okay. And
because he's 18 now, he's going to be out of school then. Come this next year. That's the last one.
Okay. So, 12? You have one kid in 12th grade, is that correct?
Yes.
And what about the other two that are enrolled in Boston public schools?
The other two? One is in 6th, 8th grade. And the other one?
10. 10, okay. Thank you. And as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Very satisfied, somewhat.
I'm very satisfied, or just somewhat? Yeah, I'm satisfied.
Very or somewhat?
I'm satisfied, very satisfied.
Very satisfied. And students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your sixth grade child school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your sixth grade child school? A, B, C, D, or F?
I wouldn't know that.
Just based on what you know about the school, your child, how would you rate your sixth grade child school? A, B, C, D, or F?
I would say A.
A? Okay. And how about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, or F?
I would classify it as A because it's public school and a good school.
But overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools in general? A, B, C, D, or F?
I would grade it B.
B, okay. And thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, or F?
Yes, number one, A.
A, okay. And as you may know, the Boston Public School system say it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School system living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Very well.
Very well. As you may know, the Boston Public School system says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In their view, how well would you say the Boston Public School system is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
I was very well.
Somewhat
not
well?
Not very well, but well.
Not very well, just somewhat well. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School system is most focused on serving? Please pick it up to your top two, okay? Do you think the parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders,
I would say the teachers are important, very important.
Okay. Teachers and parents. And you mentioned you had a child in sixth grade. For this next section, we're going to ask specifically about your sixth grade child, okay? How engaged do you want to be with your sixth grade child's education? Very engaged, just somewhat, not too engaged, or not at all?
Very engaged.
And next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School system enables you to be with your sixth grade child education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all?
I would say very engaged.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your kindness to help us. And we're almost done. As a parent of a student in Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The first one, the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. I strongly agree with that. Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I agree with it. They make me feel welcome when I go there.
And the last three, my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. How about that? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. The next one, the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Strongly agree, somewhat, or disagree with that?
Strongly agree.
And the last one, the communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Strongly agree. Somewhat agree, or disagree?
I agree.
Just somewhat, or strongly agree?
I strongly agree,
thank you. And how concerned are you about your sixth grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat, not too concerned.
Very concerned.
And how concerned are you about your sixth grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned. And does your sixth grade child's school offer after-school sports or not?
I would say yes.
would you say they offer not enough, too much, or the right amount? What do you think?
I would say the right amount.
And does your sixth grade child school offer extracurriculars like arts and music or not?
Yeah, the music, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But offer too much, the right amount, or not enough? What do you think?
The right amount.
And does your sixth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And does your sixth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
Yes.
And for the next few questions, please think about your sixth grade child. Looking ahead for when your sixth grade child will attend high school, would you say you are satisfied with the options available to them in Boston public schools or not?
Satisfied.
And what are the main things that are important to you in thinking about a high school option for your sixth grade child? Whatever comes to your mind, what things are important to you in thinking about a high school option? Yes.
Yes. High school.
In a few words, the main things that are important to you in thinking about the high school options for your sixth grade child.
Yes, I would like that strongly.
Okay. Just let me record that. So you say that you would like your sixth grade child go to a high school. Is that okay?
I thought this was going to be a short interview.
Okay. And now, many schools use digital tools in their classroom. Would you consider choosing a high school for your sixth grade child that uses digital lessons combined within in a non-traditional school setting, such as a state-of-the-art community space like the Boys and Girls Club, yes or no?
Yes.
And thinking about a high school for your sixth grade child.
I thought you said this is for a short interview. It's taking a long time, man.
Oh, I understand, sir, but we're almost done with the survey. Really, we're 85%.
I don't want to take no more. You're taking up my time now.
Yes, but your opinion is very important for us, and we are 85% now.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but when you first called me, you told me short interview, and there is nothing short about this. This is wrong. Goodbye.
But we're almost done with the survey, sir. Can you please help me out?
No.
The last few questions.
I ain't talking no more. Bye.
May I call you later?
No. Bye.
I'm sure this survey is almost complete, sir, and it will be in vain if you hang up right now. Can you please help me out?
No.